I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, March 29. Coming up, government to introduce voluntary retirement program. Tourism Ministry launches Blue Mountain Culinary Tour. And Corporate Jamaica pledges support for police social intervention initiative. The news in detail after this message.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
Now the news. The government will be rolling out a new program in the 2017-2018 financial year for persons opting for early retirement. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the initiative is not part of the economic support program of the International Monetary Fund, but an act of an independent parliament. He says the move represents an overall strategy to reduce the size of the public sector wage bill.
I think I should stress that this is a voluntary program. We are going to encourage persons to take it. It's not a compulsory program, but we have to budget for it. And for the program to be effective, you want to start as early as possible. You don't want to start it later in the year when you are uncertain of the effect. You want to be able to have the maximum effect of the program. And so, yes, this is one reason why we would want to pass the bill as early as possible.
The Prime Minister was contributing to the debate on the Pensions Public Service Act 2016 in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill seeks to make it mandatory for all pensionable officers to contribute 5% of their basic salary towards their pension. Locals and visitors to Jamaica are being provided with more opportunities to enjoy the island's gastronomic offerings with the opening of the Jamaica Blue Mountain Culinary Trail. The product, which primarily targets international tourists, is part of the government's efforts to meet its goal of attracting up to 5 million visitors to the island each year. Speaking at the soft launch recently, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett highlighted the importance of creating new and improved services for tourists to enjoy.
When the visitor arrives, the plane brings wealth. The ship comes, brings wealth. If we do not have the services and the experiences for them to buy, they go back with the wealth.
The new tour covers up to 15 attractions and will run on both the eastern and western route of the Blue Mountains. Minister Bartlett says efforts will be made to protect the natural environment, which is part of the only mixed World Heritage Site in the Caribbean. In the meantime, the Tourism Ministry is working to improve Jamaica's 42% repeat business in the industry. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says this will be done by rolling out more offerings for visitors.
We are going to, while we build out these trails, we are going to be careful about destination assurance. We're going to be careful about quality and standards. And we're going to be careful to ensure that the experience that the visitor has when they come here is not just good, it's exceptional. And it, in fact, is opinionated, which carves a conversation that stays with your visitor forever and ever.
The minister was addressing tourism stakeholders at the soft launch of the Blue Mountain Culinary Tour and Coffee Festival, which will officially be offered March 2018. Mr. Bartlett says Jamaica is the only country in the Caribbean with a 42% record of repeat business, and the minister will be creating more offerings to move this figure to 50%. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is to receive support from several corporate entities to expand the reach of its iPad Youth Empowerment and Mentorship Camp initiative. The Identity, Purpose, Attitude and Destiny iPad Youth Project aims to instill good values and discipline and help students gain respect for the law, their peers and the police, while also acquiring social and problem-solving skills. State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the program is a practical and proactive way to provide intervention for youth and address issues relating to crime and violence.
I give it my full support. I'm asking for all of Jamaica, especially our corporate citizens in Jamaica, to really jump on board, not just financially, but understand the concept, buy into the value of the program, and support it financially, but also with your team members. Send them out, let them get involved in the process, let them interact, because it's empowerment and mentorship.
The iPad Youth Empowerment and Mentorship Camp Initiative is the brainchild of Acting Commissioner of Police, Novelette Grant. Six camps are to be held across the island during the summer, targeting over 600 young persons. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.